WHDD presents Susan Says.
So it was a big bust. Yeah, I'm going there. The Stormy Daniels highly touted interview was nothing more than a big bust. Sorry, comedy is still my life. Seriously, though, this was so overhyped. I love her attorney. He's a cool guy. He's really smart. But I think he overdid the buildup because nothing happened in the interview. We knew it all except that they only met once. So again, maybe much ado about nothing. Now, the threats and the non-disclosure stuff can have repercussions. Lord, I hope so. But those evangelicals don't even care. Oh, Lord, I say again, punnily. Now, the Playboy playmate had a real affair. She thought they loved each other. Excuse me for laughing, but anyway. I am so sick of this Drumpf drama. Every damn day, something new to upset us. It skewers the news, and what is getting done for America? Very little. And this person, I hesitate even to call him that, this pretend wannabe dictator, is going to meet with the leader of North Korea. Oh, God help us. They and China are already meeting without him. He is so ill-equipped for that meeting. What else is going on? Let's see. Oh, yeah, the new doctor, who will try and sort out the veteran mess, is Drumpf's personal doctor. At least he's a military guy, not that long-haired hippie nut job. Although this guy said Drumpf is mentally sound, uh-oh, and has great genes. Oh, no. Who is going to go next? I don't care. Well, wait, I guess we should. If Mad Dog Mattis is the sanest guy left, we are all up the river to death. Another topic, Roseanne reboot. Yeah, there are a lot of redos of old shows. As a writer of many, I don't get it. I don't want it. But Roseanne makes sense. Really, she's one of a kind. That family was amazingly cast. And now, in the time of Trump, it makes sense. She had voted for him. We see a family of that kind, with her sister, of course, speaking for the rest of us. It was warm, well done, and mostly funny. Very, very current. I say good on them. Now, as to the other reboots, no, I'm not interested in going backwards. Let's move on. One fun last fact, an item. I found lately that somehow I love having an extra blanket on my feet when I sleep. I don't know why. But lo and behold, the New York Post has an article saying, sleep mavens are saying weighted blankies are helpful for good night's sleep. It must have something to do with being a baby. I don't know, whatever. I like my blankie, so there. One final funny note. The New York Times today reports that the statue of Drumpf in Madame Tussauds Waxworks in New York has a mixture of human and yak hair on his head, and his eyebrows are squirrel. Yeah, I can't top that.
Susan Silver was one of the original writers of such TV classics as The Mary Tyler Moore Show, Maude and Bob Newhart. She lectures and teaches sitcom writing and had a column on the New York Social Diary called The Search for Mr. Adequate. She hasn't found him yet. Appearing on TV and radio often, she expresses her views on life and opinions on everything.